Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. Talk to your CPS dealer today about Radiate.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. Japan and the European Union have reached a trade deal. Dave Warner, Director of Communications for the National Pork Producers Council, joins us. Dave, this makes it even more critical for the U.S. to strike a deal with Japan and some of these other countries that we thought we were going to have a deal with in TPP or might have a deal with and don't have. This kind of ups the ante, doesn't it?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, it does. You know, the European Union soon, when this agreement is finalized, will be able to send pork to Japan, you know, at low tariffs, and eventually those tariffs will phase out. I think over a 10-year period is what their agreement calls for, which means their product's going to go in there at a lower cost than ours, and we'll start to lose market share in that very important Japanese market.
Well, President Trump has said he doesn't like the multilateral deal, so hopefully he can get something worked out, he and his team, something worked out with Japan, something similar to this. Is that what you're looking for?
We are, and you know, we've let the administration know that you know, once it said that they weren't going to finalize the TPP, that they should focus on the Asia Pacific region, that they should start with Japan. Japan is the U.S. pork industry's number one market, but it's also a top market for a lot of other agricultural products, and quite frankly, for a lot of U.S. products. So it's a very important market. We think that the administration should start with Japan in concluding a bilateral.
You mentioned that Japan is the highest value market for U.S. pork exports. So that is threatened, though, right, by the fact that more EU pork will be going into that market?
Well, that's correct. And that's, I think, something that got lost in the whole debate on the TPP. People were looking at that as, you know, that, well, if we don't conclude that agreement, you know, we just won't get the benefits of it. But it's more than that. It's not only did we lose the benefits of the potential there, of the TPP, but we could start to lose market share as other countries come in, other countries such as the European Union, come into Japan and the other TPP countries and conclude their own FTAs. We're going to start losing market share there, and that's not good for certainly not good for U.S. pork producers, not good for a lot of other U.S. Business sectors and agriculture sectors.
Of course, we had the deal recently with the U.S. and China, which helped with beef and dairy and some other products. But it seems like other nations, after we pulled out of TPP, they moved ahead more quickly, kind of waiting to see what the Trump administration is going to do, what deals that they'll come up with.
Well, yeah, and, you know, if you look, there are the other countries of the world. I mean, there are hundreds of trade deals that are being negotiated right now. The United States hasn't got any. Well, it has one. Now that we've pulled out of TPP, we still have a trade agreement that we're negotiating with the European Union, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. But that's really not going anywhere. In fact, we've urged the administration to focus on the Asia Pacific region. It's the fastest growing region of the world. There are lots of other countries there that want free trade agreements and are willing to negotiate away the, you know, the tariff and non-tariff barriers that are holding our product back. And again, not just pork, but lots of other U.S. products, lots of other business and agriculture sectors would benefit. Obviously, the TPP had, you know, 11 other countries that were willing to eliminate their tariff and non-tariff barriers to our products. We ought to focus on those, starting with Japan. But you know, other countries of the world are not standing idly by when it comes to free trade. So we need to get moving, and we need to get moving fast.
No doubt the pork industry, like other segments of agriculture, very dependent on these exports.
We are. Last year, we exported 26% of our total production. And, you know, those exports added $50 to the price that a producer received for each hog marketed. And last year, the average price was $140. So 36% of the amount they made on that pig was because of exports. So, yeah, we are very dependent on exports. And of course, the best way to expand those exports is through free trade agreements. In any given year, we export pork to about 100 countries, but we export more pork to the 20 countries with which the United States has a free trade agreement than we do to the other 80 countries that we export to. So clearly, free trade agreements are the way to go in helping us to open new markets and expand existing markets to our product.
Yeah, we hear a lot about the negatives or the drawbacks of these free trade agreements, but as you point out, there are a lot of benefits too, especially for U.S. agriculture.
Well, there are mostly benefits. Again, something I think that gets lost, people look at trade in general rather than free trade agreements. I think with almost every single free trade agreement we have, we have a surplus, certainly on the agriculture side. Our agriculture has a trade surplus, and most of that is because of these free trade agreements. Where we sometimes get in some trouble is on the trade where we don't have a free trade agreement.
All right, Dave, thanks a lot. Appreciate the update. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Dave Warner, Director of Communications for the National Pork Producers Council. So a couple big stories today for agriculture, the RFS numbers, and the EU-Japan trade deal. We'll be talking about these stories and more coming up tomorrow on our Friday free-for-all. Hope you'll join us. John Phipps will be sitting in with us along with Chip Flory and Jim Wiesmeyer coming up on tomorrow's show. We'll talk about these stories and more. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for joining us on AgriTalk. You know it was a